I'm surprised you didn't bring up this topic because it's going on in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is something that went viral today, and it's right in your neighborhood.
Okay.
So a woman shared a receipt from her dinner where she decided not to tip a waitress who gave her terrible service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she put it on TikTok.
What's so the restaurant? Do we know?
Metro Diner.
Oh, okay.
It's in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets the bill, and right where it says tip, she writes in big giant letters, do better. Okay? And then she posts it on TikTok, and the only thing she says is, when your service sucked, here's your tip, bitch. Okay? So a lot of people were like, it really divided people, because there were people that were in full support that were like, listen, if somebody is not doing their job well, if they don't treat you well, if they hate their job, if they're terrible servers, yeah, you shouldn't tip them. And other people were like, you know what? You don't know what the person was going through. You got to be a little more sympathetic. Somebody said, as a server, we match energies. So I don't know the full story. She was probably mm-hmm. short-staffed, and you gave her some attitude, so she matched it. Somebody said, you're the reason I quit serving. If anyone's rude, it's you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said, you wasn't going to tip anyway. But, you know, then there are people that also feel the way I don't know. See, this is my big thing. I was a waitress for so long. I've worked in very busy restaurants. I've worked in high-end restaurants. I've worked in, like, just a step above fast food restaurants. So I know busy. I know not busy. I know the whole, you can't, there's not a waitress scenario that I've not been in. I was a waitress for years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving me bad service because you're terrible at your job, or because you're distracted or lazy or on your phone or some other reason, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you a tip or a good tip at that. But if you're really, really busy and you just can't get to me because you're so busy, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's it's terrible that you can't multitask a little better, like, because I was really good at that sort of thing, but not everybody is. So I don't know. I think it goes by a scenario by scenario basis. I don't think you can say, like, I'm always going to tip bad service, or I'm never going to tip bad service. I think it's, why did you have bad service? Was the person busy or were they lazy?
If you go out to a restaurant where somebody serves you and brings you something to your table, you have to tip no matter what. If you don't want to tip, then you know what? Stay home. If you don't want to tip, go through a drive-through.
No, if you don't want to work, stay home. I actually, this happened to my friends and I before COVID. We'd gone out to eat and we debated what to do. This waitress, I don't know whether she just didn't like us, was in a bad mood, hated life. She had such an attitude from the second she walked over. She didn't walk over and say, hi, can I take a drink order? She walked over, she went, drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, yeah. And we order our drinks. And then one of my girlfriends asked her a question about red wine. And she, Cabernet or Merlot? If you don't know about wines, maybe you shouldn't be ordering any. and then when she brought our food over, she literally like threw it down. She was in the worst mood. She hated us. I don't know what the deal was. To the point where we were like, we should call the manager over. Like, we're paying a lot of money. This is a decent, it wasn't an expensive restaurant, but it wasn't a cheap restaurant. It was a step above Applebee's mm-hmm. and a step below Ruth's Chris. It was somewhere between there. My girlfriend was like, we should call the manager over. I said, okay, let's not call the manager over because we don't want to get the girl fired. But on the other hand, we can decide with our tip what we're going to do. And we all decide at the end of the meal, we're not tipping her.
You didn't tip her?
We didn't tip her. We did not tip her. Zero. We put zero. We didn't write do better.
Right.
But we thought, you know what? We're paying a decent amount of money to eat here. We could have all eaten at home. We went out to dinner. You know, we're there so the restaurant can make money, so she can make money. We were treated so poorly, like they didn't care about our business, like they didn't need us there. It's like, I just paid $15 for a salad. I could have that for free at home.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry if my $15 salad wasn't okay with you. I don't know. We all decided, you know what? We're not gonna call the manager over, but we're just not gonna tip her. And that's what we did.
No, I think you give 10% instead of 20 or 25 or 30. I think you give a lesser tip, but you still have to tip.
Why? You don't have to tip. Not if you get service like that. Not if somebody has an attitude like that. Mm-mm, definitely not.
Now, what you should do is then go to a place called Dick's. So this is Dick's. This is their MO. They give you shit.
What do you want? You're like 35. The kids menu is 8 and under. Oh my God. Do I look like I'm in charge of anything? All right, that's fine. You know what? Fine. You want to cheap out? That's cool. What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking? What are you drinking?
I would
love
that.
Your lemonade is going to be this big because you're ordering off the kids menu and I'm not refilling it for you. What do you want? What? Weird. Off the regular menu or the baby menu? All right, enjoy your ridiculously tiny hamburger. What are you drinking? Whatever. You. What?
Kitchen sink sparkling.
Great. Drink.
This is the perfect job for you.
You. What are you getting?
I would love it.
Off the baby menu? That's fine. Let's save you money so you can figure out how to leave me a decent tip, okay? Because right now I have
But that's the point of the restaurant, that they treat you badly, right? That's the whole point of it.
That's why it's called Dick's, is because they're dicks.
That makes sense. If I know I'm expecting to be treated like that, it's hilarious, and I tip well because I'm part of the joke. I'm in on the joke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this bitch's problem was, and obviously it couldn't be personal. She didn't know us. But, you know, I'm sorry that you're working a job that you hated,
mm-hmm.
but that's not my problem.
No, I think everybody are just assholes now. I keep saying this. Everybody in the world are just assholes.
Yeah.
I go through the McDonald's drive-thru. They don't look at me. They don't say, thank you for coming. I pulled up the other day and they went, yeah, not welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order? Yeah. and then drive around. You can't give me the how much. And then you pull up and they just kind of throw it at you. They don't say thank you, look at you, nothing. So
yeah, but you don't tip there. No, but see, but there they don't get tips.
I understand, but everybody's an asshole.
Okay.
Everybody in the world has turned into assholes overnight.
Everybody wears a mask in my neighborhood. It's the weirdest thing, but mostly I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of medical schools and there's a lot of doctors and there's a lot of hospitals and emergency rooms. Of course, I'm a hypochondriac, so I have to live where there's doctors literally everywhere. And they're all walking around with masks on. It's just a thing around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking the dog. I have a mask on and literally everyone around me has a mask on. This guy comes out of one of the hospitals, just like a patient. I don't even know what he was. And he goes to me, hi, excuse me. I thought he was going to ask me like, what kind of dog is that? Or something about the neighborhood. He goes, you're outdoors. Why are you wearing a mask?
Oh my God. No, he did not.
And like, he didn't realize who he was talking to.
Oh,
like, you can't
see.
Just. I turned around. I said, because mind your fucking business. Is that a good enough reason? And that set him off, of course. But he didn't realize, again, who he was dealing with. So he said something like, oh, why would anybody want to talk to you? I said, you just did, motherfucker. You just talked to me. And he goes, you're ugly. I was like, you're fat and bald. Look who's talking. Do you even own a mirror?
He called ugly?
Yeah. It's like, well, first of all, I had a hat on, glasses, a mask. So you couldn't even see my face.
Right.
But that's his go-to because he's a misogynist. He went right to like, it's a woman. She must be ugly. And he was like fat and bald and ugly. So I was like, most women would just, I don't know, cry, run away. I don't know what most women do. I turned around and I let him have it to the point where he just like backed off and walked away because he realized that he made a huge mistake.
Bear.
He poked the bear. Yeah. He didn't realize who he was stopping and talking to. Because I'm relentless. Like, once you set me off, I'm going to keep going.
Why don't you carry a taser and just tase people like that?
I should have.
Yeah, just hit them one time. There's no reason to talk to me. Don't ever talk to me. Here.
Right.
This is going to teach you. Just carry it around. Hit them with 3 million votes. Shut up.
Well, I have pepper spray. I could have done that.
Yeah,
and just then, you know, and then when the police showed up, said something like, oh, "I thought he was gonna." Well, he was a very big guy, and I'm a little girl, so right. I don't know what he was gonna do to me. So
self-defense.
I really was. Yeah, self-defense. I really could have been scared.